Jesus' ministry begins, at his baptism. And I want to use the message today and the gospel today as an opportunity for us to talk about our baptisms as well. Because we who are Christians have all come to the baptismal font. When we came to that baptismal font, that was our welcome into the Lord's family. For me, it took place on May 20th, 1956, when I was 3 days old. And my parents had me baptized at a church in Galveston, Texas. And through the Word, through the water, a life-changing experience was given to me, just as it was given to each one of you at your baptisms. It all begins with Jesus' baptism in the beginning of Mark's Gospel. The baptism of Jesus marks the beginning of his public ministry. And at Jesus' baptism, even though it's a very short story in Mark's Gospel, something interesting and something powerful happens. We're told that Jesus goes to be baptized by John the Baptist, the great teacher and prophet of the Lord. And as Jesus comes out of the waters of baptism, John tells us that the heavens were torn apart. The word in Greek is the word from which we get our word scissors. The heavens were cut apart, and the power of God, the Spirit of God, came down upon Jesus in the form of a dove. A dove is seen as the power of God all the way back to the story of Noah's Ark. And then there is a voice. And that voice from heaven declares, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." The water, the Spirit, and the voice all work together in Jesus' baptism. Those three things also appear in the very beginning of the Bible, in the story of creation, way back in Genesis chapter 1. This story is God's beginning of the work of creation at the very beginning of everything. The story in Genesis 1 reminds us that when creation begins, that the earth was a formless void. It was chaotic. There was nothing but water. But upon this water comes what? The book of Genesis says comes the wind of God that sweeps over the face of the waters. And that Hebrew word that means, it's translated wind in our version of the Bible, it also means the same as the breath or the spirit. It is the power of God that sweeps over those waters of chaos, and it is followed by the voice. By the voice that says these simple words, "Let there be light." The water, the Spirit, and the voice. They are all three of them present in both stories, the story of Jesus' baptism and the story of creation. There is the water. The water of the River Jordan. Now, a lot of people think the River Jordan is this huge, immense thing. It's not. It's about the size of the Milwaukee River here in town. It's not a huge, huge river. But in Israel, it is the only river. And it is a powerful source of life. In the waters of chaos, at the beginning of creation, God begins his work. Both stories have the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that comes down upon Jesus in the form of a dove in the story of creation. The Spirit, the wind, the breath of God upon the waters. And both stories have that voice. The voice from heaven at Jesus' baptism. "You are my Son, my beloved. I am pleased with you." And the voice of creation that says, "Let there be light." With those two stories in mind, I'd like to talk about our own baptisms. And not just what happened on whatever date it was for me, 58, almost 59 years ago, but to talk about what happens in our baptisms every day of our lives. When someone comes to our baptismal font here at Grace Lutheran Church, we hear these words. "We are born children of a fallen humanity, but in the waters of baptism, we are reborn." Baptism is a rebirth for us. We are reborn children of God and inheritors of eternal life. Baptism is a promise of an inheritance that's yours and mine from God. When someone comes to the baptismal font here at Grace, we hear these words, "By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the body of Christ." We become part of the church, which is the body of Christ. The baptism with water and the Spirit brings us into God's family. That's why we gather together as a people. It is our welcoming ceremony into our family, into our family of believers, all bound together by the waters of baptism. When we have a baptism here, we hear these words about what happens through baptism. As we live with Him and with His people, we grow. Baptism is a step in growing. We grow in faith and obedience to God. Jesus' baptism is the beginning of His ministry. It's the first step in everything He was going to do. Our own baptisms, they are our first steps in this journey we call faith. Some of us, when you look around this room, some of us are in the very first steps of that journey. Some of us have been on this journey for many years. Some of us are perhaps coming to the end of this journey. But for all of us, baptism marks the beginning of the journey of faith. We're Lutherans, right? Martin Luther loved baptism. Martin Luther talked about baptism. Martin Luther wrote about baptism all the time. In his small catechism, he says this about baptism, that it brings about the forgiveness of sins, it redeems from death and the devil, and gives eternal life to all who believe in it. Here's what Luther says about baptism. It's not some cute little ceremony where we can go, "Oh, look at the baby, look at the rock, it's so sweet." That's not what baptism is. Baptism is real. Baptism is powerful. Baptism changes life. I love this image Luther gives to us of baptism. Baptism is a bath in the new birth of the Holy Spirit. When we are baptized, it's though we're in the tub filled with the Holy Spirit that washes us. What a great image. Luther was such a good writer. We're so fortunate to have him in our faith history. Baptism is a new birth, a bath in the Holy Spirit. Luther says this about baptism. When we are baptized, in many churches and in the early days of the church, they didn't have a little font like this. They'd actually dunk you underwater. In the earliest days of the church, they baptized you in a river in the springtime in Europe. You can imagine that was a shock to your system, right? Your own polar bear plunge. But Luther says when we are baptized, it is though we drown to sin, that what Luther calls the old Adam, our sinful self, is drowned and purged from our lives, and we grow. He says that daily, a new person, the new Adam as Luther liked to call it, a new person comes forth to rise up to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Baptism is a daily experience. It's not a one-time thing. The power of baptism continues in us each and every day. It has a lasting effect on us. And all of this comes from water. It is ordinary water. We Lutherans, we do not order special holy water, okay? Our baptismal water, if you did not know, comes from Pick and Save. You've probably not seen the holy water section at Pick and Save, have you? It is absolutely ordinary water. But what makes baptism something special is the power of the Holy Spirit that is given to you and me at our baptism. The power of baptism comes from God's Word that declares that we are His in baptism. You see, for us as Lutherans, baptism is kind of a big deal. It's not a one-time shot. It is a one-time sacrament from God that has lifelong power for us. Kind of like this. How many of you have a scar on your arm from when you got your vaccination, right? That scar will be with us forever. It will be a reminder of that shot we got that protects us every day of our lives. That's what Luther says baptism is like for us. Anyone here have a nice, smooth, easy life where everything goes exactly the way you want it to? Yeah, none of us, right? Life is filled with turmoil. Life is filled with storms. And we cannot think that we are exempt and it won't happen to us. Even Jesus faced hardship and storms in life. But I love what Luther says about baptism and the storms of life. To appreciate and use baptism aright, we must draw strength and comfort from it when our sin or conscience oppress us, and we must retort, I love these next words, we must retort, but I am baptized. When you're having one of those really cruddy days, when life is in that proverbial toilet for you, when you're struggling with things, you know what you can say to yourself? But I am baptized. I belong to God. Jesus Christ has claimed me at the baptismal font. Baptism is an eternal hug from Jesus that never lets go. And baptism is real and it is important. Luther says that God stakes his honor, his might, and his power on the truth of baptism. Baptism is important for us, whether we're 1 or 59 or 89. It is important. When you were baptized, God washed away the power of sin in your life. When you were baptized, as we do here at Grace, going to run back here for a minute, we anoint children with oil, just as King David was anointed with oil. It shows that we are holy and precious to God. When we are baptized, God declares that He makes promises to us, and He will keep those promises to us. When God has us baptized, we hear these words of Jesus that have been said to everyone baptized for nearly 2,000 years. You are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And when we are baptized, we hear these words, just like Jesus did. You are my beloved child. We also receive the promise of the Spirit. God's Spirit given to Jesus, God's Spirit present at creation. God gives to you and me in our baptisms the power of His Holy Spirit. Again, it's not some cute little symbolic thing. It is real and is powerful. What happens to Jesus right after His baptism? Excuse me. He is driven by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness where He faces temptation. The Spirit leads Jesus to face those difficult times in His life in the same way the Spirit given to you and me at our baptisms. If we listen to it, it leads us, it guides us in God's powerful ways. There's one more wonderful thing God declares to us at baptism. And that has to do with that candle. And remember, when someone's baptized here, we light that little candle. Baptism calls you and me to be a light. It holds up the words Jesus speaks in the Sermon on the Mount to say that we need to let our light so shine before others that they may see our good works, which then leads them to give glory to their Father in heaven. Baptism is the day that candle is lit, that light begins to shine in us. And our calling as Christians is that whenever we are out in this world, when people see us, they will see the light of Jesus shining in us. The power of baptism and the promises God gives us in baptism are yours. You can be absolutely guaranteed they are yours. When you came to that font, God staked everything He had on saying, "This is true." So celebrate it, folks. Celebrate it. Celebrate the voice. Celebrate the Spirit. Celebrate the water that makes us the people of God. I invite you to take a quiet moment and thank the Lord for your baptism. And thank the Lord for making you His child. Amen.